Hi, my name is Ryan.
And my name is Sarah, and this is Max's story. We are from Annapolis, Maryland.
We came to Johns Hopkins Children's Center because Max had been diagnosed with double outlet right ventricle.
A word's just a word, so you mean what you say.
I learned I was pregnant in September, and we were so excited. I wasn't sick, I felt great. The first few appointments were very smooth. We heard his heartbeat and everything sounded totally normal. Then I went to my anatomy scan on January 5th. So in comes the doctor.
Send it on and on and on.
Said, can you call your husband? It's pretty complex, and the baby is going to require surgery. And my whole world just went black.
I wasn't expecting to hear this type of news.
He had a huge hole between his two ventricles. We had to close that huge hole. And all I could do was just maintain a healthy pregnancy.
He came out as easy as he could have. He was crying, we could hear him.
And I just remember staring at him, like just thinking to myself, like, I have fought for you. I have been through so much. I have fought.
Send it on and on. Just one heck and heal another. Be a part.
Just this huge weight lifted off. And I just leaned over Sarah and said, he's here, he's safe, we're all good, I love you.
His first week of life, he was doing great. And then he went into heart failure.
Knowing that he was right exactly where he needed to be at that moment, it meant everything.
He just said, is he big enough? Is he healthy enough? Can we do the surgery?
The last thing I said to Max before he was taken into surgery was, you're gonna get through this, buddy. I love you very much. And we'll see you in a few hours.
We went to the waiting room and the doctor walks out and says it was a home run.
And there's power in all of the choices we make. So I'm starting now, it's not a moment to wait.
Just a word, till you mean what you say.
They told us we just have to get through these next 24 hours. And so, hour 25, he started getting a little fussy. And then all of a sudden, this scarlet red blood came rushing out of his chest tube.
He turned white, his eyes were fixed, and he just was unresponsive.
And I remember Ryan was standing over him, saying to our five-month-old, breathe, Max, breathe. I had collapsed in the hallway because I knew. There was no doubt in my mind that we had lost him.
I didn't know what to think. I was scared, bawling, crying, and I thought that we were going to lose him.
Be a part, reach a heart. Just one spark starts a fire.
At that point, Ryan could see the surgeon say, I found it. A suture became dislodged in his heart and made his heart just bleed out. We had God on our side. Angels were in that room. Angels were with him every step of this way.
And love is the love till you give it away.
I've always believed in miracles. Max is nothing short of a miracle. We are forever indebted and grateful for each and every person that helped us throughout this incredible journey.
The gifted hands of these people is why my baby is here. Johns Hopkins really was a silver lining. We could have not been a family of four without Hopkins Children.
Make a strong, shine a light and give the earth.